And it turned cold. Wind in May had turned cold while we were there. And the people just grabbed sweaters, bought everything they could think of. And my mother couldn't find a thing in the world but a duster that they wore in carriages, you know. We kidded about her duster. It answered the purpose and kept her warm all right. But that's what she had. And every time she'd pull it out, we'd kid about her duster. She had it bobbing up there.
Now, what would a man wear around the farm or something like that?
I'm going by my daddy now. He's good because he wore a nice shirt. I never did see him without his collar tie on. That was in the summertime now. He never took it off. And of course we didn't even have fans at that time. But I've seen others, you know, with the collars open. But very few of the men, the neighbors and all, of course they didn't get out and do actual work like the men do now. They get out and work on tractors because the niggers don't have to do it. And to get out and do those things, they've got to have working clothes. And of course they wore overalls, those from that they had them. I mean, those who did that kind of work got out and had overalls to work in.
Now, talking about the clothes you got, you know, or something, you had something one year and it won't fit you now, but last year it would, what?
Well, it would be too small or too large, maybe.
Yeah, but last year it's too small this year, but last year you'd say it
was all right. I mean,
it fit.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If it was too small last year, maybe you lost weight by this year. And if it was out of style, you didn't wear it. When you put it aside. Now, I'll tell you what I did. I have dresses right now, and they're wearing the shirt waist style dresses. I just put them aside.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're going back to wearing them now, so I had two or three dresses that I hadn't even thrown away or given away.
When you stuff a lot of things, when a boy stuffed a lot of things in his pockets, it made him
bulge
out. And now, whenever you wash the cotton shirt in hot water, it did what?
Shrunk
up. Did you? Seems like just about everyone that you used to wash like that did that, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, people used to think that they couldn't get clothes clean unless the water was real, real hot.
Yes, ma'am.
But did you know you can wash in cold water now in your washing machines?
Yeah.
And get your clothes clean.
But the soap wasn't good then, was it?
No, you didn't have the soap. You had that old bar soap to wash with, you see. You didn't have the detergents things that you have now. Of course, every one of them, one's just better than others. You know what I'm talking about.
But when you wash them in that hot water, the shirts always...
Well, they're bound to shrink.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it. Dresses, too. If you washed them in there. And of course they used to think you could not get, they were not clean unless they washed them in that extremely hot water.
Now, when a girl was getting ready to go to a party and she was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, they'd say she was
cramping.
Well, boy, would he do the same?
Well, I guess so.
Okay. You put your coins in carry with you?
Well, when you went to a party, you usually had a little evening bag or something like that.
Hold it up.
And you didn't take much coins with you because you had a date. He fit all this.
Hey, yeah.
That's right.
You carry a what? You call that just a little what?
Evening purse.
Okay, and around your wrist you might wear a
bracelet, necklace.
Yeah.
Ear bobs. I didn't wear them for years. I just didn't.
What would a man wear to hold his trousers up?
Suspenders.
Yeah, they call them old-time names for them. What do they call them?
I don't know. Okay.
All right, and over you, when it rained, you had a...
umbrella? Well, listen, we carried umbrellas. My daddy carried an umbrella in the field with him over him when he was riding his horse. Had one just for that purpose.
You mean keep the sun off of them?
Yeah. No problem.
Wow. What was the last thing that you put on a bed?
Your bedspread.
Okay. And you put your head on a
pillow?
Well, did you ever see those kind that went from one side of the bed?
Bolster.
Yeah, they went.
Wow, of course.
It didn't go part way across the bed. It went.
Went all the way. You put those on, then you put the pillows on top of them in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But those bolsters, and all.